to be better learners and problem solvers, to have more fun, to heal faster, and generally, to feel more alive. Pretty neat, right? As you may have figured out, key to all this is the vagus nerve. It's right there in the title. Poly means multiple, and vagal means, well, vagus. If you opened up an anatomy textbook, you'd see that the vagus is a cranial nerve. That is, it is one of precisely 12 special nerves that originate in the brain stem and offer direct lines between the brain stem and key parts of our body. What makes the vagus special is that, unlike the other cranial nerves, it doesn't have just one primary destination in the body. As an example, the optic nerve, which is responsible for eyesight, runs from the brain stem to the eyes, and pretty much nowhere else. Instead, the vagus winds its way down from the brain stem and weaves through almost the entire body, all the way down to the gut. Because this wandering nerve, literally, the name vagus comes from the Latin word for wandering, similar to the word vagabond, touches so much of our body and so many of our organs, the vagus serves as a sort of shared connection that allows our numerous bodily systems and organs to communicate with one another and act in concert. If the body is a symphony, full of discrete systems and sections charged with fulfilling special functions, then the vagus is the conductor, the shared link that allows the body to work together as a cohesive unit. It is through the vagus that feelings of safety and threat bounce up and down through our entire bodies, changing our emotions and the ways we feel, as well as how our bodies, organs, and senses operate on a physical level. Which brings us to the topic of trauma, perhaps the defining health threat of the 21st century. We live in a world in which trauma is endemic, but rarely understood. All around us, millions of people silently suffering on their own, often unable to explain bizarre changes that traumatic experiences seem to have caused in their bodies. When people discuss what they feel post-trauma, they often describe it with an air of mystery, as if their experiences are unique and unexplainable, or perhaps unscientific, phenomena. I left my own body, floated above it, and looked down at somebody else who looked like me. Ask a trauma survivor to recount their experience and how it changed them. Rather than a cohesive story, you're likely to hear them recount an abstract collage of visceral feelings and sensations. For trauma survivors, memories are often encoded in body parts or sensory experiences that light up and shut down in ways that feel new and foreign. Flashes of sights and sounds and colors amid a complex patchwork of memories and feelings and dissociative, out-of-body experiences. A body and brain wired into a new existence. A car horn resonates as a brain-crushing din. It's like there's a selective megaphone in my ear. Some sounds fade into the background. Others overwhelm and consume me and turn me into a rabid monster that I don't recognize. It can come from sexual assault or surviving a war. From one awful experience, years of torment and abuse, or a parade of small daily stressors that slowly eat away at us. But what makes trauma, trauma, is that it changes us in ways that are